So I realized the other day that I think I'm getting old. So I've just started yoga and Pilates, and I'm trying my very best to go lots because I back in the day used to always get gym memberships and I would pay like $60 a week and never go. So like I'm trying my best to go, so it's like worth it, you know? And so I did my first Pilates class the other night, and I did yoga. No, I did Pilates and then yoga, and it finished at like 7. And I remember there was a gig on that night, right? So there was a gig on this night. And I texted my friends. I said, "What time are you guys coming on? Because I have a yoga class, but I'm gonna try and come afterwards." Now, mind you, I also live an hour away from the venue as well. And they were like, "Yep, we're on at 10." I was like, "All right, cool. I'm gonna finish yoga at 7. I can like I'll be home by like 7:15. Have a shower, get ready, leave by 8. Get there at 9. Sweet. Ages, got heaps of time." And then I booked a yoga class for the next morning at 6 a.m. because I'm a yoga girl now. And I finished my Pilates and then finished yoga, and then I came home and I didn't go to the gig. And I've just realized that the fact that I made a responsible decision to not go out because I knew I had to wake up at 6 a.m. for yoga just shows that I'm basically a little bitch now, and I'm really disappointed in it.
Yeah, but isn't yoga usually a morning thing? Like, whenever I see people doing yoga or like someone putting up on their story or something, it's always in the morning.
Yeah, well, I did it in the morning,
So you
and
did morning, afternoon.
I did night, so because I worked. Oh, come on! So I worked. So I did yoga after work. Oh, no, I did Pilates. I did Pilates after
Whatever.
work, and then I did a yoga class after Pilates to stretch my body out, and then I did yoga again the next morning because I'm committed. And yeah, I bailed on my friend's gig so I could wake up for my yoga class at 6 a.m. And like that's how you know you're getting old.
Or you just want sleep.
Yeah, fair, that's the one too.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's getting old. I was doing that when I was 18.
Yeah, but like if I was 18, I would have gone to the gig and still woken up for yoga like super hungover, and because I would have had the stamina.
I think it's just a bit of can't be fucked as well.
Yeah, fair. Sorry, Fernie Fairway, I love you.
Oh, it's Fernie. Of course it
I
was.
sent them a really nice text the next morning, though. I was like, "I'm so so I was like, "I'm so sorry, guys. I love you. I couldn't make it because I had yoga at 6 a.m. the next morning."
I want to start like putting things out into the TikTok verse and saying them and then hoping they come true.
So are we going to Fred again?
I'm going to Fred again,
Yeah.
but we'll.
I fly out at 6 a.m. the next morning, so maybe this is another.
On Sunday? Oh,
Yeah,
yeah,
fly
true.
down to Wollongong. So maybe this should be like another I'm getting old but decide and I choose not to be old and just
Oh, yeah, true.
go out till 3 a.m. and then fly out. Because what happens is I fly, so my flight's at 6, so I have to be at the airport by 5. I land at, I think it ends up being 8:30 or something,
Yeah,
just
'cause
New
you
South
lose an
Wales
hour.
time. I have to walk to the place I'm staying at. Then I have to get ready, drive from Mascot all the way down to Wollongong, go to an event, do interviews, drive home from Wollongong back to
Whose
Mascot.
car are you using?
Jack's.
Yeah,
Yeah,
fair enough.
because he's away.
Oh,
So
true.
I have to, yeah, it's going
Oh
to be a
yeah,
bit of a
'cause he's
hassle.
up here, hey.
He's
So it's
here.
funny that
Yeah, we're switching. He'll
you're
be
up
here
here and he'll be
Saturday
down.
night.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, on Sunday morning, we both go to the airport. He flies out to Melbourne at 6. I fly out to Sydney at 6.
Nice.
And then he flies back into Sydney.
So before you rudely interrupted me,
Sorry.
things I want to put out into the universe, into TikTok verse that I want to come true. The Beaches are coming and playing at Brisbane.
Are they
And
actually, or are you manifesting?
no, they are.
Okay, cool.
And I just want to interview the Beaches. I really love them. I haven't done an international interview in, I don't know, maybe a year, 18 months. And I absolutely fucking adore them. Every song's incredible. And like, I've been thinking about asking like what questions I would ask them since I found Blame Brett. So that's like a good, what, year of questions. So the Beaches, this one's for you. If you want to come on the pod, I don't know how it's going to happen or how I'd make it happen, but I've said it now, so it has to happen.
Yeah. Putting it into TikTok verse,
Yeah.
into the universe.
But another thing that I said to TikTok verse that can't happen, and that I was absolutely devastated, crying, throwing up when I saw
Oh,
this,
catfish.
Catfish and the Bottlemen added another show to their UK tour. I can't remember the venue, but like that kind of cancels any slim
Splendor.
hope of them playing at Splendor, which Oh, man, that sucks. Although, like, when you just come back as a band, I don't know if Australia's the first place you want to go.
Yeah, probably not.
But, geez, that just, like, it's always good to have, like, so you're telling me there's a chance, but
Yeah.
there's now no chance.
No.
So that sucks.
So my question is, like, we obviously know Splendor is going to pull out everything that they can for this one.
Well, we think.
Well, we hope, I guess. Do you think, so there's obviously a few, there's been different artists that have come over in the past, like, couple of years that have sold out instantly, that there's been huge, market for, that have probably, outside of the genre of, like, Triple J and stuff like that, like, there's been doing really well in country and folk and rap and, like, all sorts, right? Do you think Splendor is going to potentially bring, like, widen their genre of music? Because, like, Splendor definitely has some different
Can you
genres. It
fucking
has.
say
No,
Zach
I'm
Bryan,
not
Noah
saying any
Kahan?
names, but do you think they would?
No.
You don't reckon?
Well, what's a genre that TikTok doesn't play?
That TikTok doesn't?
Not TikTok, Triple J doesn't play.
Those ones. Is Splendor
They play rap, they play, like, the only one they don't really play
is country?
is country, and they kind of dabble in, like, country pop.
Yeah. They don't do much in folk either.
No, which
But
is like,
that's what I'm saying is, like, do you think if they can't, like, they're potentially gonna change, or not change, but widen their genre of music for this Splendor? Because, like, my dog's growling. I'm just saying, if they did and they put potential acts on, it would sell out.
I don't think that's the way to go. This isn't the year to get out of their comfort zone or change what's been successful. This is the year to go back to your roots, to go back to what worked, and just use that formula, because the last couple of years hasn't been.
Is Splendor Secret Sounds correct?
Yeah.
And Secret Sounds is
Pretty sure it's just been bought by Live Nation.
Live Nation. Is Live Nation unified and stuff as well?
I can't remember. That's not a
Just
question for me.
okay. Live Nation did the Zach Bryan show though, right?
Not a question for
They
me.
did. Okay, I'm telling you, Live Nation did the Zach Bryan show in Victoria.
Yep.
And I'm not saying put him on the lineup, but I'm saying that in this instance, if Live Nation's just bought Splendor, well, and they also did the Zach Bryan show, thank you, they also would know how well it did. So I'm not saying put him on, but I'm saying at least Live Nation would have the knowledge that other genres are doing well and would potentially know the acts that are gonna sell out a venue or something like
But they
that.
would have thought last year that, bringing Lizzo down and kind of Coachella-fying the Splendor lineup, they would have thought, that no one's going to put out a lineup that they think's not going to sell out. So, like, they would have had that information before. So I think not trying to change what works in the eyes of
Yeah, but it hasn't
the
worked for the
punter.
last 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, and those last couple years, Splendor in the Mud, you can't help that.
Yeah,
Like,
that wasn't even anything to do with the lineup. That was just
no, the
the
lineup
weather.
was pretty good.
To be fair, a lot of people did complain about it too, though.
Yeah, but you're gonna
Unfortunately,
get
you're
that
gonna
with
get that with
every lineup.
everything.
Like, people complained about this year's Laneway lineup, and it was like the biggest sales I've ever had. So I think, you're always gonna have that. But, like, that's kind of where the frustration started for everyone with Splendor. And I remember people came into our DMs and saying that they don't trust them because of the buses weren't great. We didn't get any support. We didn't get this. We didn't get that. We didn't get refunds for this. So that was, like, I don't think I even heard the lineup was, subpar or anything for that one. And then last year, like, the frustration came over from the year before into the lineup, which I can see, but also can't, like, disagree a little bit. Wasn't my particular taste, but no festival is ever gonna have that. But to be successful, you want the majority of people to like that. So I think if you look at the really successful years, like, obviously we didn't go to the early Splendors because, that's when they were just starting up and we were
And I was a
children.
child,
But I started going in 2015, and,
I think
like,
my first one was maybe 2016 or 2017.
and I didn't go 2016 because I couldn't, but, like, 2017, 18, 19, they all sold out super quick. That's all I remember. And then 2020 sold out super quick. I think I only got, I couldn't get camping tickets and only got my 3-day, just because For some reason, camping sold out so quickly.
I remember 2019 was the first year I had ever camped, and I was like a week off 18 or something, and I still managed to somehow get an 18-plus wristband. Yeah,
typical you.
No, but that I didn't even try and sneak it or anything. The person switched over, like who was doing the wristbands, like before me, like it was, so I was in the line, the person switched and they obviously just didn't check my ID or they didn't check something, and me and both my, like my friend, we were both 17, both a couple weeks off turning 18, and we both got 18 plus wristbands. We just walked away and we're just like, oh, okay.
Typical.
But that year was unreal. I think that had Scissor and like that was the Childish Gambino year and stuff like that.
2019, yeah.
And even the year prior, which had like Kendrick and stuff, was
2018 unreal. Was, I think it was my favorite year.
Yeah.
Because that had...
Wombats. That was the first time I'd ever seen them. And I remember that was probably like my favorite year because I loved the Wombats. And then Kendrick Lamar came on, and I swear to God, because I'm little, like I'm short, I could not breathe in the Kendrick mosh. I thought I was going to die. And I remember because like people's like shoulders were like up to here on me. So I was like getting like squished and I had to put my head up like this so I could breathe, because otherwise my face was to someone's back and I couldn't breathe. And someone was like, do you want to go on my shoulders?
Yeah, of course.
I do. Not even to see, but just to fucking breathe.
Yeah, I was up the back for that.
Anyway, it was good fun.
That had like Lord, Khalid,
yeah.
Catfish, like, I went through it on a TikTok video a couple weeks ago because someone, again, TikTok miscommunication. I thought they said that lineups were mid in like before COVID. And then I was like, no. They were not. And then went through that Splendor 2018. Yeah. You could go through like 75% of that lineup and go, holy fuck, holy fuck. And then even some of the bottom acts, like I went and saw them and they were some of the best acts of the festival. So I think, you know, and they had some really good value picks in there as well. Like this was Lewis Capaldi was in there. That was before his, you know, big rise. I can't remember who else was there that was really value, but it was pretty intense. And I guess you just don't really have that. And there's so many reasons why. But I think going back to the roots for them will be good. But yeah, I think before Splendor releases a lineup, they're putting up, you know, I saw an Idols vid. I saw Flume. Vid,
Idols Childish. Are really good. Last year, just saying.
Yeah, I didn't think. I think I was in bed.
They're not my normal type of music, but they were fun.
Just seemed really cool as well. Like he did a few interviews last year, and was just kind of being genuine and really cool. So
I was up on the hill, like watching like the fucking mosh pit, and I was like, that's so cool.
But they just put up Childish Gambino. They put up two of Childish.
I was like, oh, is he coming back or?
Fuck, if they got.
Or someone his level, anyway.
He's releasing music again, I think I heard. So maybe that could coincide. But they said lineup dropping soon a couple of weeks ago. So I'm expecting to see the Splendor lineup within the next 7 days.
I hope so. Yeah, I'm excited. Because like that's something I'm always going to go to. Like even if it's shit, I'm going to go.
Even if it's not your music taste, you'll still go.
Sorry, yes. Even if it's not my favourite lineup, I'm going to go because I love Splendor.
That's better. And I think, that'll be the same for me this year and last year. But yeah, next 7 days, I think it's going to be a big 7 days. Jazz.
Yes?
I did something that I never thought I'd do over the last 7 days.
Sold feet pics?
No, that's funny. I've actually had this conversation this week as well.
Oh, God.
Although, like, I just had this conversation with someone and they're like, I'm getting to that point, like, cost of living is getting to that point where I'm almost thinking about selling.
I think I could do it. I have quite nice feet.
I think you could do it.
Yeah, I think I have nice feet.
I'm too much of a hairy man, so I don't think
I could. But see, I feel like some people might have that fetish, so it might be okay.
So true! Yeah. And they're the ones with money.
It's probably not the nice feet that people want to see. It's probably the...
True. I got hobbit feet, so I think people could like that.
I'm sure we can make it work.
Wait, I'll actually consider that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's, like, websites for it. You know how there's, like, Sugar Daddy?
Yeah, it's Feet Finder.
Oh, done. That's me. Yeah. As soon as this is done, wrap it up. Get my feet on there.
People talk about side hustles all the time. Like
I don't care about you seeing my feet.
I don't give a shit either.
It's not like I'm taking nudes.
Although, like, could it be like the what people are doing over your feet? But then
again, it's just my foot, you know, I don't care. Do what you want, but I don't want to know about it, but do what you want. Give me the money and you do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just my foot. It's nothing bad.
Genuinely something I would consider.
I used to... I'm not going
to
say
go
that.
On.
I was going to say, I used to get that someone used to troll my Instagram back in the day when I was like maybe like 18, and they would send me videos. They somehow hacked like and got my Snapchat or something, and they would send me Snapchat videos of them on like a full-size TV with photos of me from when I was like six, like very much underage, like on my Instagram, like in a bikini and stuff, and like would send explicit videos of themselves doing it to the full-size TV screen of old photo of myself. So I went through that so I can get through people doing stuff with my feet.
They ripped the band off real quick for you.
It was fucked. I put in a police report and everything, and they couldn't do anything about it. I just kept blocking them, and they just kept making new accounts. And then they somehow got my phone number. It was all fucked. Anyway.
Wait, that's dedication, though.
I'm like, I don't want to see this.
The first time, you're like, oh, it's flattering in a way. And then it's just like.
And then it got weird. Yeah. And because I was underage in the photos, it was like more of an issue. And so the police kind of looked into it, but then they were like, we actually can't do anything about it. And I was like, eh, okay. Anyway.
So back to Fred again. Oh, no, sorry. To Fred again. I bought, I think it's the most money I've spent on a gig before is to go and see Fred again.
How much did you spend?
170.
Oh, that's how much tickets were.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like 400 or something.
Oh, no. And I was just like, yeah, so I spent like $170. And the funny thing is, beautiful thing about music is I couldn't get a ticket for the Gold Coast one.
Mm.
And I feel like I was the only one that didn't get one for the Gold Coast one because all my friends got them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wow, that's so weird you didn't get it. You're literally the only person I know that didn't get one. I'm like, thank you. And then I made a TikTok video.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone from high school I haven't spoken to good 5-6 years maybe just slid into the TikTok DMs, was like, hey, they're on Discord. I'll get you one.
Huh.
And then...
What's Discord? Is it like Tixel?
No. It's just like a, you can talk to people on it.
Oh, okay.
A lot of like gamers and streamers use it. And they were just like, here's a link for this, here's a link for that. Hmm. Pretty sure. And yeah, that was cool. So I got that. And did you know that you can share tickets with each other for Ticketek?
What do you mean?
Like, so she bought the ticket and then shared it with me, and then I could just put it in my little Ticketek app. I didn't know you could share tickets.
No, neither.
So that's she just sent me the ticket and was like, shared with so-and-so. This is for you.
Oh, how good.
Send her the money.
Done.
Thanks for doing business. See you there.
Love that.
But, you know, that was good. So $170 sounds rain. And it's coming up, which would be good. But a lot of people, like we just had Taylor Swift and now we got Fred again. And obviously Taylor Swift... she covers a bigger audience.
Mm.
Like Fred again's, you know, what would you say? Like 18 to 30 or whatever, around that range. And, you know, people were running to get tickets and obviously he's not doing arena tours, but like he's still selling out, you know, Rod Laver. We don't know exactly the Gold Coast venue yet, but everyone's got thoughts. Mm. Selling thousands and thousands of tickets. So like, I think it's interesting to see people come out of the woodwork and be like, where has this Fred again love come from? Like, it's so weird, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's because people don't have to treat their, you know, music that they want to see like their gods.
Yeah. Like, they don't have to make it their whole personality.
Yeah. Like,
where I do that.
Yeah, but you don't, like, the Taylor Swift cult is on a whole different level.
Yeah.
Like, it is insane. That whole personality is Taylor Swift. If you say one bad thing...
Did you see the video?
Of the girl. Oh, yeah. I'll use it in a meme soon. I just haven't got the right one
yet. Just saw the snippet of it. Is it because she didn't get tickets and she was out the front of the stadium?
So this is the funny thing. Happened? This is the funny thing. I did a little bit of research. And she went the night before, I believe, but she didn't play the song that, like, saved her life.
Oh, right.
So I guess she was just sitting out there just to see if they could hear it. Which, why would you do that to yourself if you're like, especially if you go on the night before? Or that's just the information that I gathered.
Does she not do the same song each set?
Well, because it's an Eras tour, so it's like they'd be going through the albums or whatever. So it's like you're picking a certain song from.
Yeah, right.
I guess.
I don't know.
Like, Swifties, please.
We did a night at Marquetta where we just had, they played every single Taylor Swift song.
I could not think of anything worse.
Everyone was having a great time.
Like, you'd have to, I would have to be on another level or be paid to be there.
I was paid to be there.
Yeah, so true. So. But you would have been sober, right?
Working. Yeah. But it was fun. At least I knew the songs, you know.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Some of them.
But a lot of people are like, oh, Freddie Gannon and Taylor Swift are the same. Like, their cults are the same, blah, blah. It's like huge differences between the two.
Yeah. Freddie Gannon seems so humble.
And I think this is, like, a lot of people don't understand why Fred Again is so big. I think Fred Again is one of the bigger DJs because, one, when you see him perform, like, you can see it that he's enjoying it just as much as we are.
Yeah.
His songs are also great. Not, like, revolutionary. Mm. Like, he hasn't changed the genre, but still really good songs. And he's just super authentic. Just going to Rev's in Melbourne at 8 o'clock in the morning and doing a show.
Well, I'm sure he's probably going to do after party shows at these ones as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's.
I didn't get a ticket, but I know I'm going to see him.
Mm. He's like just doing pop ups everywhere, but he's like, oh, where can we play? And then just turns up at Rev's at 8 o'clock in the morning because Rev's, I'm pretty sure, closes at 12 midday or something around that. So he just goes and plays a set. Yeah. So people were like having their morning coffee and then...
And they're just like, oh, Fred again.
And then like it was lined up for ages and it's like...
Yeah, wow.
People, I think, especially in our day and age, just respect authenticity and just not the, you know, fake social media stuff.
Mm.
So I think that resonates with everyone. And just like I saw him at Laneway and he was having so much fun.
Yeah, Laneway.
And like
cool.
He's pressing all the like he's pressing all the buttons stuff. Really quick and like he sweats bullets, so you know that he's really trying and like I just see him press buttons. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, groovy.
Instead of just like pressing a button and then speaking like I know how to DJ.
I have to do a DJ set coming up in April. And I was talking to Tyson and I was like, can you just give me a DJ mix and I'll just pretend I'm doing
stuff? Why do you have to do a DJ set?
Because I said I would and I don't know how to DJ.
But why were you asked?
Because, well, I'm going to be stage manager at an event in Port. And they're like, as a joke, I think it was, they're like, do you want to do a DJ set? And I said, fuck yes, I want to do a DJ set. And now I've said, I was like, I'm not joking, I'm being dead serious, I'm doing a DJ set and it's gonna be bomb. Do I know how to DJ? Absolutely not. Am I gonna kill it? 100%.
I think that would be super funny.
Think I might just chuck on Dom Dolla and just pretend I'm doing stuff.
Yeah,
I'll do like Dom Dolla, Fred Again, and who's another really good DJ? I don't know.
Golden Features, What's So
yeah
Not,
I'll just
Baptone.
Like
Tone.
Okay, well, too many now. I'll just add a few of all of their songs into
just
a playlist.
Just do like Dom Dolla Radio on Spotify and just
and then
swing
just
that
be
up.
Like pretend I'm doing
just
it.
Fade songs in and
chuck
out.
Chuck in Untouched a couple times,
oh,
you know, like Mr. Brightside.
I was actually going through a few Untouched remixes and some of them are really good.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just make a playlist of like remixes and then just pretend I'm doing it.
Yeah, and I like...
It's at the end of the night, so everyone will be pissed, so it'd be fine.
Yeah, they'll think it's good and that's just like... Be dog shit.
Yeah.
Are you getting paid to DJ or are you just
DJing? No, I'm just there for a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There for a good time, not a long time.
Just be like, whilst I'm DJing, just give me a drink or
if
my cup's empty, just fill it up. But Fred again, selling out. And then he felt really bad the next morning.
Yeah, I saw the stories and he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't realize it was going to be this
See,
big.
See, authentic. No one else does
He's
that.
He's like, I'm just trying to track people on the guest list.
Yeah, so Fred again being super authentic, like with messages and like you just feel bad. Even though I've got a ticket, I'm like, fuck, that sucks. And like I did the Fred again, like what I'd do for a ticket thing.
Yeah.
But I did it as a joke. Like I wasn't like I was like, ah, that sucks. But I wasn't like, give me a ticket. Although I got one anyway through that video.
All the super fans are going to hear you say that and be like, well, give me your fucking ticket then.
Yeah, but like I paid for a ticket. Yeah. Like it's not like I didn't pay.
Yeah, but the super fans are still going to be like, well, I didn't get one, so give it to me, because I cried.
But the Gold Coast one, like, it seems like everyone got a ticket but me at
Is
that
Is it
going
to be at the Spit?
I don't know. Like, I've heard a lot, Doug Jennings Park.
Yeah, I've heard a few people say they're going to do it there. Like, that's the Spit, right? Yeah, Doug Jennings, yeah.
Yeah,
and they're going to do it like a festival vibe and have a few more people play.
Yeah, I've heard that. And, like, with all, I'm just going to spitball here. With the amount of tickets that must have been on sale for Gold Coast, like, that's kind of the only big enough spot that I can think of that could fit that. Like, I also heard Hodder. I don't think that's big enough for how many...
Someone was saying, oh, surely Marquette is going to do it. I'm like, we cannot fit that many people.
Yeah, see, I thought it was going to be my Marquette laneway.
Well, see, Marquette, I can only hold about 1,600 laneway.
Really?
So...
Yeah, no, way more tickets than that got sold.
Yeah, way more tickets.
Because then, like, people are coming down from Brisbane or coming up from Byron or...
Yeah.
Like, I know some people coming from Sunny Coast. Like, to hold that many people, I don't think that's going to cut it, champ. So, yeah. And I genuinely can't think of any other spot on the Gold Coast that could fit that many.
Other than... Or a stadium, which he said he's not going to do, so...
Yeah. So, like, it's not a stat. Although, Rod Laver Arena, do we have, like, any arenas?
No.
Like, that are, like, kind of small?
The convention center?
The convention center? Oh, yeah, but you'd have to, like, that's all seats and shit.
Yeah, well, he did the Opera House, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know.
Yeah, it's honestly. True.
Because I thought they said Broadbeach originally, and then they changed it to Surfers Paradise. But, like, Doug Jennings is neither of those.
Could it be the Broadwater Parklands that he'll play at?
Potentially. Still, that's not Surfers Paradise, though.
Yeah, true, but, like, he's not going to go Southport area.
Yeah.
Like, Surfers is kind of, like, everyone knows Surfers.
Yeah, true.
And even if you're an international, like, you would have heard of Surfers Paradise. It's like, oh, fuck yeah, playing at Southport. Yeah, let's play Narang. I don't think that's
Wait, let's happen. Do Logan, bud. Stab Labrador.
Yeah, that's the, yeah, a set at Labrador Maccas.
Stab Labrador.
But the question I want to put that I was thinking about this morning is what's like a price for an international that you think, like, is a good price to pay? Because you see, like, the Taylor Swift set prices were fucking huge for, like, a, you know, general standing or, like, a close seat or whatever. Or Scissors prices are huge. Fred Again, I was like, yeah, 170. I'm like, like, I don't...
Well, that was... Fisher's were 190 and Fisher is from here.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that Fred Again...
Fisher was 190?
190 for that out and about, whatever it is. The one that...
In Cooley?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 190 for tickets. And he's from here.
But there's a few people playing on that, though. Yeah. So, like...
Steel.
Yeah, that's insane.
Dom Dollar was 172, but he's also from here.
So, I think once you get over that 200, 250 mark, I'm like, come on, son.
Oh, no, too.
Especially for, like, a three-hour or...
Like, some of these, like, one-event, one-people concerts are getting close to or even more expensive than a day festival, which is pretty crazy to me.
I did a video on Channel 9, about Channel 9's TikTok, because they did a video about Aussie festivals and why they're blah, blah, blah. And I went through the comments because, like, I just love going through boomers' comments. Blaming iPhones and woke culture.
It's all technology.
Yeah, drugs. Someone said the price of alcohol was a huge problem. Could not get behind that anymore if I wanted to.
That's the only one that's probably correct.
No, there was actually a few others that I found really interesting. And it was like two sides of a coin. Someone was like, I would prefer to go to a 2-3 hour set than a full day festival. And then someone else is like, I'd rather spend a whole weekend at a festival instead of just one day. So you're like getting bang for your buck. So it's like, does the duration come into it as a fact of if it's worth it or not?
Yeah. Well, I think, like, for me, as I've gotten older, I've definitely struggled to, like, make it through full days at a festival, especially if I'm there from start to finish. So in the aspect of, like, if I'm there for, like, one band or two bands or whatever, sometimes I would prefer just a concert and a gig because I can see the band I want to see, just do things in the day, whatever, see them at night and then go home. Yes, full day festivals are great unless, like, if I don't love everyone on the lineup.
Yep.
But it's like, I also don't want to be spending the same amount of money for both. Like, if it's price-wise, and I say, this is so cheap. But say if it's $100 for a day festival or $100 for a gig, I'm probably going to spend the $100 for the day festival because it's the same price and I get to see a hell of a lot more acts.
I think for a festival, well, for me anyway, it's like you're getting into that festival mindset of going, like, it's the driving down there. It's, you know, setting up if you're camping. It's, you know, you're psyching yourself up. You're giving yourself that game mentality chat. and like you can do that 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. One, because you can come back to your campsite and have a nap.
Camping festivals are a whole different ballpark, though. I will pick them over a gig any day of the week because I love camping festivals. They're so much fun.
Yeah, same.
It's the whole experience. It's not just the festival. It's the being with your friends, talking shit at your campsite, having a holiday out of it, you know? Like, it's so much more to it.
But if you have, like, the 2 to 3 hour arena set, tour, whatever, like, I feel like the high wouldn't be long enough. Mm. Like, you're building yourself up for, like, literally 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I'm not the biggest fan of those. I've never gone to an arena set or whatever. And I'm sure, like, they're great. Just I personally don't think that, you know, they're better than a festival or a one-day festival.
Like, I've done a few of the arenas. I did, like, ages ago, did Queen with, like, my parents. Did Foo Fighters just recently. I did Zach Bryan, but that wasn't an arena. It was at a race course. But, like, and I think I've got Pink coming up as well. And it's, like, yeah, they're fun, but I feel like it's like something where like you need to love that artist like so much to, because like for me, like an arena or like a stadium, it's not my sort of vibe. I don't love it. Like when we went and saw Queen, yeah, I know like all the Queen songs, as most people do, because it's fucking Queen. Like, we are the champions.
That's their only good song.
Anyway, the point is I went with my parents, so it's like that was hard for me to get through though. Also, I was a bit younger. But even, like Foo Fighters, their set was 3 hours, and I love the Foo Fighters. It was unreal. But, like, being in that environment for 3 hours was a lot. Like, a lot.
Mm.
And after their encore, like, they came back on, I was, like, sick. And then they went for about another 6 songs. And I was, like, I'm done. I was so done.
The hour encore.
It's not, like, you can just, like, leave.
Mm.
Like, it's just, like... Because, like, a day festival, you can, like, move around. You go get food. You go hang out.
Leave
like,
the festival. You can go and sit down somewhere else.
Whereas, like, these big arena shows, like, yeah, they're great. Well, a lot of people don't want to be sitting, but I would have probably preferred to have been sitting in that Foo Fighters show. Because I was standing for that three-hour set, and I was like, this is hurting my legs. And when it's compared to arena or festival, I'd probably pick festival, I'd say. Oh, actually, do you want to know a funny story?
Sure.
I don't know if it's funny. And I don't know if it's funny. TikTok might not even care. But.
Podcasters might care. We have fans now.
Yeah, someone said our podcast is actually good. They stood up for us. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. I hate that insult as well. It's like, yeah, let's start it. That's mint. I'll start a podcast. It's like, brother, I've been podcasting for almost 4 years. Yeah. I haven't just started it.
To be fair, I just started it. So maybe everyone just hates me.
Yeah.
So I met, I virtually met Jessica Malboy the other day.
How'd you do that?
So, but the whole story behind it, it's funny because I didn't just virtually meet her. I virtually met her in a towel, no makeup on, bun on top of my head while I was brushing my teeth.
Nice. How'd you do that?
So embarrassing. I'm mortified.
Nice. How'd you do that?
So my partner is a session drummer. So he was drumming for her at a show, and basically they were flying back from Melbourne or whatever. They were flying back. Anyway, so they're all in the lounge together, and I had like stuff on all that day, so I knew I couldn't talk to him. So I FaceTimed him to be like, hey, like, hope you like have a good flight, blah, blah, blah. Just got out of the shower in my towel, no makeup on, like bun on, brushing my teeth. My boyfriend answers, and I'm like, hey, like, have a nice flight, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I'm in the lounge, like, da, 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 da. Next minute, head pops in. I'm like, that's Jessica Malboy. Hello. And I literally was like, here's my phone. And I was like this, took my toothbrush out of my mouth because I like didn't have time to spit. It was like facing my sink. I was like, I can't spit right now. Like, and so I'm like, pull my toothbrush out, and I'm like this. She was like, oh my God, like, you're Jazz. And I was like,
Hey, Jessica Malboy knows who you are.
Yeah, she's like, that's pretty cool. You're beautiful. And I was like, am I right now? No. And then she was like, yeah, like, and I was like, I'm so sorry because I'm here fucking like this. And I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, you're fine. Like, don't even worry. Like, da, da, da. She's like, I'll let you go. And I was like, thanks. And she leaves, and I look at my partner, and I'm like, I hate you, you're dead. I was like, nope. I was like, that's so embarrassing. I'm mortified. And she must have heard me. She was like, no, you're beautiful either way. And I was like, I'm gonna cry. I think she actually said, you're hot, you're still hot, it's fine, or something like that. And I was like, I'm gonna cry.
That's funny.
I was like, how embarrassing is that?
Like, she would have been like, oh no, it's okay. Jack gets off the phone. Jess Malboy looks at him and goes, oh my God, I can't believe that. That's so rude.
Mortified. I told him, I was like, you're in the doghouse, mate. I was like, that is so embarrassing.
But, like, as if he'd know that, like, Jess Mowboy's just going to poke her head.
Well, that's
in.
What he said. He goes, I didn't try. He goes, he was holding his phone like this, and she obviously saw over his shoulder, was on FaceTime to me. And, like, she was like, oh my God, hello. And I was
Jess
like,
Mowboy just has the, she has the authority and just goes, I will stick my head into any conversation for a FaceTime.
I told my mum, and my mum was like, that's so cool. I was like, no,
that's
it
pretty cool. So maybe you just got to not brush your teeth on FaceTime, maybe.
Yeah, well, when it's, especially when the other person's in public.
I've got another what if.
Okay, I'm ready.
I am still on dating apps, have been for quite a while.
Go you.
Like, recently updated, like, all my bio stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I hadn't done that in a long time. And I was like, you know what dating apps and that type of stuff could really use? It's like, what if they let you upload, like, a Spotify playlist? Your personal Spotify playlist.
Tinder has, like, what's your song? And you can put a song on.
But, like, and, like, when you connect it, right, for Tinder, like, it puts in artists that I don't even listen to.
Oh.
So I'm like, I don't even listen to these artists. It just connects it. I don't know. But, like, what if Hinge let you put up, like, one of their prompts is, like, what's your go-to party playlist? And then it lets you upload a playlist, the name and, like.
That would be cool.
And, like, people have some really fucked up names for
playlists,
so that'd be awesome. And, like, then I could really, especially, you know, if you had a multiple options, it's like, what's your long drive playlist or what's your crying playlist or something like that. Me, I'd probably, all my prompts would be just fucking music playlist, but then I'd like I'd probably just put like the Veronica's album on every single one.
Oh, cool.
What's your crying playlist? Veronica's. What's your party playlist? Veronica's.
This is like it's a playlist with just untouched 100 times.
What music do you want played at your funeral? Veronica's. The Veronica's live forever.
They're about to do a American tour because they're releasing new music.
Yeah, they're releasing an album. They played
Australian Idol. Did they fucking break up?
No, that was fake.
I swear they've broken up a few times.
No, like, the band's going break. Maybe they were just busy doing family shit.
I realised the other day, I was like, when they were on the news the other day because they were doing their tour, so they came on. And I was like, if I saw them out in public, I would not recognise them.
Oh, I would.
I feel like from back when I used to, I was obsessed with them. They were my first ever concert I went to when I think I was 7. And I was, hold this. I found this in my wardrobe when I was cleaning out my room the other day. It says, happy birthday, Jazz. The Veronica's.
Why did they put that? Who did that?
I don't know, my mum or something maybe. I liked fairies and I liked the Veronica's.
Man, look at like the.
But yeah, this is what I mean. It's like this Veronica's. Yeah. Looks really different to the Veronica's now.
Well, yeah, you know that was like 15 years ago, mate. Like,
what I'm saying is, like, when I think of their faces,
you
I think
still
of that. Think of that.
Yeah, well, like, when you go to put on Untouched by the Veronica's, like, that's the, you know, that's kind of what you see.
How funny is that? But yeah, so it's like, when I saw them on the news, I was like, fuck, they look really different to the Veronica's that I remember. And I was like, probably wouldn't even recognise them. Like, no, I don't know.
I once saw a girl. And she was like, she knew how much I loved them. And she got to meet them backstage for something.
Stop it.
And they sent me a photo. And like, I was stuck in Bathurst, you know, going to uni, you know, just in my room. And then she sends me this photo of her and her mate with the Veronica's. I'm just like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know how much I love them. And you just send that out of spite. And she was like, I don't even really like him. I was like, oh, cool, thanks.
I would have been like, fuck you, go home, let me go there, please.
Yeah, that would have been nice. It was up here as well. They're playing up in the Gold Coast, so.
Oh, they played Cloundry Music Festival a few years ago, and I remember I went, and that was the first time I'd seen them since probably when I was 7.
See, I've never seen them play. I've never seen them.
Well, they were unreal, and then they played Wildlands the next year, or that year or something, and I remember I went, and I have the cutest photo of me and my friend, like, on shoulders. Someone took it from behind us, and it was, like, me and my friends on shoulders with the Veronica's playing. It was so cool.
They, in 2021, I made a meme about the Veronica's, and they shared it. Like, I was couch surfing at the time. It was not a good time in my life, and then, like, I'm going to uni. And I just see that the Veronica's have reshared. Fuck. Like, that made my week, month. That was insane. But yeah, I've never seen them. So another thing I'm put out in the atmosphere, TikTok sphere. Veronica's, I really want to see you live and interview you.
Maybe they're going to be on the Splendor lineup.
Oh, I think they will be.
But also, yeah, jump on the pod, please.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I've been thinking about those questions for like a good 3-4 years at this point. So I would love that. But would there be any red flag artists that you, like if someone had on their playlist that you'd be like, gross, like that's a huge ick for me? Like, I don't mind if it's just like one song, but if like one playlist is like
just all Justin absolutely Bieber.
Dictated by like Drake or, I don't know, Jack Harlow or like something like that. Or like if someone was like all Taylor Swift, I'd be like, not the one for me, sis.
You know, my friend, he is the most universal listener of music. It's funny, and like we'll be in the car and he'll be like blasting Dom Dolla, and then it'll go to like Noah Kahan, and then it will be like Michael Jackson. It's so random. I love it so much.
I love those type of playlists though, because it's like a bit of a genre roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's always good to do a bit of genre jumping, especially on a long trip.
I've just realized something else I want to talk about a bit later, another segment I've just remembered. Anyway, but yes, genre roller coasters, love them.